Oh no, I apologize. I didn't mean to wake you up. No, 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 shh. Don't scream, please. No one else is meant to notice me. Not even you were meant to. Please, shh. I promise there is nothing to be afraid of. I know I look different, but I'm not dangerous. I mean no harm. I'm not going to do anything to you. Sorry, but no, you aren't in a sleep paralysis. You can freely move and speak. I'm just a girl that looks slightly different, if that's not an understatement of the year. Well, I'm here because, well, I should be here, right? I'm the monster that stays under your bed. I don't really like to use the term monster, but that's what anyone else would call me. No, I don't permanently stay under your bed. I only come here at night to stay and sleep. And I'm gone by when you wake up. Our kind enjoy sleeping under humans' beds because it's the best environment for us. Nice and cool on the floor, and it's the perfect temperature of body heat that comes through from the tub. There isn't a place in the world that is quite just like it. We tried to find a place on a planet that could match it, but truth is, nothing can compare to it. Well, I usually do stay under the bed and sleep, and never make a sound. In all my years of doing it, I've never woken you up. So, I'm sorry for that. You see, you left something under the bed, and I had not much space, so I tried to move it, and I didn't realize it would be that loud and wake you up. And for that, I deeply apologize. I know when you first saw me, you must have been extremely terrified. Hey, I may be literally out from this world, but I can understand feelings. I can sense them well. And I know that you're still shaking. But you definitely have calmed down from on the first meeting. So this talking thing is working. I even know the whisper because I know you have others living here. See, we are very understandable creatures. If you have any more questions to ask, I'll be happy to answer to make you feel more at ease. I know it's hard to come up with the questions right now, but if anything comes to your mind, I am open to answering them. It's a shock, I know. Well, maybe I have some questions for you then. So, do you have anything of importance to be doing tomorrow? I see. You people have to go to work. What quite a shame. Our society is quite different back on my home planet. We just mine for diamonds, stone. We have to avoid these horrible things called creepers, though, because they can just ruin years of grinding for things to sell on the planet market. Now, you did say you have your human duties to do tomorrow, yes? Well, in my culture, if someone wakes you up, you have to help them get back to sleep in any way possible. So I will make it my mission to comfort you to sleep. I can hear your heart. It's still beating so fast. I can help you feel safe again. Do you mind if I tell you my proposition? Well, I've never slept in a human bed before, always been tempted, but never overstepped that boundary. If I may ask, can I join you? I would love to spoon you back into dreamland, and by the time you wake up, I'll be gone, and you will have thought this was a terrible dream, or maybe a fantasy. Okay, how does that sound? Okay, well, move up then. There we go. Once again, you don't mind a spoon, right? Okay, I'll get on my side. This side. Ah, there we go. Well, come here then, you sweet little human. Don't be scared and just chill out. Don't mind what I'm going to do next with your one ear that is showing. Such a